and anyone who flushes a pet goldfish down the toilet could face jail time. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 18th. It's the 49th day of 2018. On this date in history, 1678, the first part of The Pilgrim's Progress, a Christian allegory by English author John Bunyan, was published in London. And on this date in 1930, photographic evidence of the planet Pluto. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. This is not Mark Kent.
Nor Linda Kent. Nor Red Smith.
This is Terry and Wynn.
Uh-oh.
Back again with Jared.
We're sorry.
We're here again. So
we're back at it.
We're back. We are actually going to be doing all 3 hours today, with the exception of the 11 o'clock. We'll be here for a bit. But
yeah.
So we'll actually be doing 2 hours. But yeah. It'll be... basically, a lot of talk on Jefferson today is, Nick is going to be, Nick Gardner and Gary Hollihan will be the hosts who will handle this between 11 and noon, and I think we have the nick of time.
Well, and just before we go to Nick, Mark is gone because he has recovery, because he was at the dinner auction last night.
Yeah.
He's letting his bank account recover.
Yeah.
And then Linda's recovering because she was been working Club Cougar for a week straight,
right.
So that she's been busy working that like a dog. And Red is taking a day off. So guess what? We're here having fun for them.
We are. Nick.
Hey, I need to get a refund from you guys or I'm going to sue you for malpractice. My wife got up, told me she's going to the bathroom. The next thing I know, I'm a couple hundred dollars lighter and I got this stuff from a silent auction I didn't want. I got a sickle, for Christ's sakes. Guess what she thinks I'm doing this afternoon?
That's a poor man's lawnmower.
Oh. Don't make me hire a lawyer.
Hey, you know, we've got a couple good lawyers if you want.
Great job. I just wanted to call up and say, great job. I wish we could have one of those once a month. And Applebee's did a wonderful job.
No. Applejack's. Applejack's.
Applejack.
Applejack.
Hey, I got the first part right. You ain't no rapper either. So, you know, hey, cut the handicap some slack.
Okay.
So that's rap, Jack.
That's Jack.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Thanks,
Nick.
Is that it?
That's it
from Nick.
Wow, that was short and sweet.
Well, probably because he gets to come on here at 11
o'clock.
Yeah,
he's saving up.
He is. Gear up, guys.
Hang in there.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things that are happening here locally. As everybody knows, we had an issue with the Sanctuary County and our county.
You mean because we were mandated to be a Sanctuary County by the state?
We were.
Yeah, that sucks.
And there was a letter to the editor today that was in the Record Searchlight, and it's from somebody named Sally Raposa, and I'm going to read it.
Wow, they actually published something that
somebody
from our group actually wrote? Good Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Les Baugh, Steve Morgan, and Mary Rickards, for standing up for the citizens of your districts and voting for the non-sanctuary county resolution on February 6th. You sent a message to Sacramento that passing laws without the consent of the governed will not be accepted silently. Did the people get to vote on this? Silence is consent. You've joined other counties, Tehama, Siskiyou, Kern, and cities, Anderson and Lincoln, that have made the same statement. There are other counties watching to see whether funding is withdrawn or punishment leveled out. so far, as attested by Anderson City Mayor Baron Browning, nothing detrimental has happened to them. Missy MacArthur addressed the board, voicing opposition to the resolution because she was afraid of losing funding for the courthouse. Are we but dogs looking for from our master's table? Or are we the people who created the government that is supposed to serve us? Silence is consent. Leonard Modi, David Keogh, wished to remain silent. They voted to abstain. If they disagreed with this, they should have voted no. They're elected by their constituents to vote on these issues. Instead, they took the cowardly way that no one would criticize. But the people know their intent. Silence is consent. I think that's well put. It's so nice to be married to somebody who's so much smarter than you are.
Yep.
We both fit that category, don't we, brother?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
but,
sir. Married out of our league.
But just an amazing letter in regards to the fact of truth. You know, if Missy MacArthur is going to make a comment, which is fine, but to be in a position to where she is going to want to be running for supervisor, are we supposed to be afraid to stand up for constitutional rights? Just a question. I mean,
well, she
has everybody
fear.
Has their opinion, of course, but I mean, is that the deal?
But if she has fear about that, then she should not be running.
Well,
she should not be elected.
Well, you know, that's opinion, right? But the whole point is that, you know, when you look at folks that are holding their position or whatever, and everybody has their own opinion, that's what the First Amendment's all about, and, you know, I'm all in for that. But, I mean, you know, if, in fact, you've been in office or you're running for office, and what you want to do is you want to gain the confidence of the people, is silence consent?
You should never be scared of doing what's right. You should never be scared of that. You should never be scared of the truth. The truth will always prove itself. You should never be scared of the truth. You should never be scared of doing what's right. Plain and simple. So if people are going to run for these positions, do what's right and do it without fear.
Professor Holohan. Oh, Professor Holohan. We lost Professor Holohan. Do we have Professor Holohan now?
Hello,
Good
Gary.
Good morning.
We have the professor, yes.
Good morning, Gary.
Since I'll see you soon, but you mentioned one of our favorite subjects, Missy MacArthur. Let us not forget that Missy MacArthur is a member of the Reading City Council that oversaw and is overseeing the upcoming bankruptcy in 2020. She could not spend it fast enough, and now she wants to be part of the Board of Supervisors so the Shasta County can look like the city of Reading. I don't think so, people. You better wake up. And she showed her true colors by naturally wanting to be a statist like somebody else on the board that big government knows best. And you peons, nah, you don't count. So that's all I have to say, and I'll see you pretty soon. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. The professor.
They're both short and sweet today. He'll be here for the second hour, along with Nick. So our apologies up front? No.
Anyway, if you want to call in, too, by the way, it's 605-4567, 605-4567, and it looks like we have another call over here.
We'll wait till but Gary's right, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely right. She has that on her resume.
Yeah.
That's part of her resume.
Yeah.
And, you know, many others out there that, you know, I would never elect any of those people into any other position ever again. Once they're done with the city council, they're done. Those people that were there when all this was going on, and especially when they let it happen, except for the people that were fighting it. Oh, like, you know, Gary Cadd, Patrick Jones. They were fighting it left and right, and they couldn't get anywhere because they were always voted down. But the others that were there, they gladly let it go, let it happen time and time again. So we need to keep that in mind and make sure we remember those facts, because we will be paying for it with all of our tax dollars here. So with fees that they're going to throw at us, who knows, you know, the rate increases, all that stuff that just gets thrown at you from the city. So for all of us living in the city, yes. And the people that shop in the city and do business dealings in the city, we're all paying for it.
Okay, well, Lori, are you there, darling?
Good morning, Lori.
Yes, I am. Good morning. Hey, I liked hearing your introduction of the people that aren't on the show for Sovereign Minds. So I would suggest having Sally be a host sometime or some of the fantastic females in the Jefferson. And thanks for playing Moving On Up by the Jeffersons, by the way.
Well, maybe you can host it one day.
It will have to be super community radio. We're taking callers constantly. Thank you.
Well, go ahead. Jared is here, and he's not. You know, he hasn't had to hover over the button yet. So we've been pretty good on our language. So
I know. And I was going. And on that very topic, I was going to say that I, like a lot of people, very much miss Bob Martin not being at the producer engineer switchboard. And yes, we have to encourage whoever takes positions, because in Jefferson, we're all going to have to roll up our sleeves and reconfigure. Here's a suggestion I have. Is, you know how the state abbreviation for California is CA? Well, we don't have any J's in the U.S. postal system, so we could maybe be, for Jefferson, JN, or, I don't know, put a committee together, and let's have Kelly Frost from, he works with a post office, maybe he can help us figure out, and I am already doing this on my, when I mail things, I put Jefferson, and like I do at the geoengineering, I have a rubber stamp that says stop spraying us, and then the website. I mean, we can just start putting this out in every document you mail, write Jefferson somewhere on it.
Well, tomorrow night, too, just to bring this up, because you brought this, this brings to mind the fact that tomorrow night we have Travis Allen, as you know, coming in, Lori, and I'm hoping you have some good questions, and I know you will, but Travis Allen is coming in. He'll be speaking at 6 o'clock at 3276 Bocelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church, and he will be talking as the front-running candidate for governor on the Republican side. And I think that, people need to know this. And we are now streaming live on Facebook. And you can watch this on Facebook, watch our meetings on Facebook. And I know that we've got 23 counties that are going to be watching this tomorrow live at 6 o'clock when we get started. And it'll be a lot of fun. And I would submit to you that it will be in the thousands, in the tens of thousands of people that watch this tomorrow night. So you will have the opportunity to see this. You'll hear the questions. And frankly, maybe you have somebody there you can text your question to. We're going to try to get as many answers as possible. Mr. Allen has consented to the fact of just 8 minutes of this is who I am, this is what I believe, and then the rest of it's Q&A, and we'll make sure that the answers are pithy and not 5 or 10 minutes long. They'll be 2 minutes.
Thank you, and I think it behooves us all to prepare and have at least a rough draft so that we're not winging it, we're not saying and it's just sounding, completely unfocused. So I like that suggestion. I'll let you get to other callers if I can make a small community announcement. There's a fundraiser today from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Vets Downtown, post 1934. It's the one at the end of Oregon Street. And it's for Gary Wilson, Vietnam vet. Some people might remember the murder-suicide in mid-January in Bella Vista. There's 4 funerals. There's just a massive amount of expenses. And so if people would like to take a little break today, come on down. Cheryl Moore from Star Spangled Banner, I think it's called catering, is supplying the spaghetti food and meal. So I think it's just $10. So if people can come out, I'm going to be volunteering and helping. I believe Gregory Cheadle is going to be helping. So let's continue, because I didn't make your party last night. I was working. So it's a continuation, my friends.
There you go.
Sounds
Keep
good.
On partying.
Thank
All
you.
All
right. Catch up with you later. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.
Thanks, Jared, for taking my call.
You're welcome, he says. And the other thing, too, when she was talking about the CA, for California, I think we should do JX. I think we should do JX. J for Jefferson and X so we don't forget where we came from. I want people to remember. They'll ask, what's the X for? Oh, we were double-crossed. That's why we have a new state.
Well,
it's always
a
conversation starter. There's always a different twist to doing everything, but I don't know. It's just my half a cent worth.
Yeah, and I think for the politicians down in Sacramento, it shouldn't be C-H, it should be C-Y-A.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
Anyway, we have Mark Kent on the line.
Mark
Patonka.
Kent? Who's Mark Kent?
Hello. Patonka.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
I don't know. We haven't burned the place down yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really weird. I woke up in the drunken stupor of oversleeping for the first time in, 6 years on a Sunday morning.
Oh.
So that's why I'm calling in late.
Well, we're happy you were able to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a great great meeting last night. Great event. I won a gun right out of the gate. I was completely shocked, totally surprised when they called my name out.
That was awesome.
And, wow, what a great event. It really was good to see all the camaraderie and everything else that was going on last night and see that the state of Jefferson is swelling the ranks of people who are starting to get involved and understand that this is not a game. This is something that needs to happen, because otherwise we can just default to, a communist Marxist regime coming out of Sacramento that, is creeping, into the whole nation. You know, they say as California goes, so does the rest of the nation. So we got to put a stop to these guys. And when you talk about, Gary Hollihan, what he said, and your wife, who is just an absolute gem, Terry, writing that letter. I mean, good grief, what is wrong with these people? I mean, is politics become nothing more than self-promotion and status in the community, or is it about, actually having a legitimate function of protecting people's rights and serving the people, as stewards of the community? I mean, I don't know, am I ranting?
No, and I think you're absolutely right, and part of that, what politics is getting what you can as an individual politician for your own self-preservation at the expense of the taxpayer. That's all it is. And that's what they're doing to us over and over and over again. I mean, you don't have to have 2020 to see that.
Well, that's the old saying there, that outlaw Josie Wells, don't pee on my back and then tell me it's raining. And that's what they seem to be doing.
Absolutely. Yes.
So I just had to call in and roust everything up, let you guys know I was listening. I won't be able to listen when the nick of time comes in, because I have a meeting with a T-ball minor league little league coaching session.
There you go. You going back to your glory days?
I'm thinking about trying out for the farm team. The Giants. I think they're down there in Arizona, but. I don't know if I can, I could still cut the mustard, my arm's, gone, my legs are gone.
Your vision's gone.
Yeah. Your hearing's gone.
I just thought I'd go out there and fall down when I was
running the race. That'd be awesome. I'd pay to see that. That's
another
fundraiser.
You guys would. That'd make a good YouTube video.
Anyway,
hey. You guys are doing a great job and outstanding, and hey, I'm enjoying the Sunday off, so,
well deserved.
Keep after it.
Well deserved, my good friend, and that's Mark Kent, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll tell you what, there's this guy has been fighting this battle for a long, 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 long time, and he is a true patriot.
Amen.
Through and through, and we're blessed to have him as a brother. Take care, my friend.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
You too. Yeah. It was fun to see Mark and his wife Linda there last night. It was great. They were out having a good time, and participating in the auction and doing all the fun stuff and laughing and enjoying themselves. It was good to see that, because, they're raising the grandkids and they're a little busy right now. Like you said, you've got Little League on three different levels there. We're all three grandkids, so they're going to be a little busy today, which is awesome. Just glad he's still able to do it.
Yeah, when we really look at the state of California and the state it's in, I mean, one of the questions that I'm going to have for Travis Allen is I'd just like to know how you fix the unfixable. How do you fix something that's so dramatically broken?
Forensic audit.
Yeah. Well, that's one way. But the problem with that is the fact that you can't even trust your auditors. I mean, who?
Outside sources.
Outside sources.
That's where you get
them. If somebody will do that. But then again, we don't know whose hand's in the cookie jar here.
I know.
That's the problem.
Oh, maybe we can call Russia. Maybe they have some good auditors over there. I hear there's a party in California that's connected to him pretty well.
Yeah. There might be a whole legislative body that's connected to him pretty well. But, that's the thing. I mean, and, some people say, you're kind of browbeating these poor Republicans that are there. They're doing the best they can. Brian Daly's working so hard. He's such a good man. He's working. And he is a good man. But, really and truly, I mean, to stand up and say something, gosh, I mean, how about just saying something?
What did your grandma say? If you can't stand the heat,
get out of the kitchen.
Get out of the kitchen.
And I mean, good grief. I mean, again, Travis Allen is one of the few men that are out there actually saying something and standing up for something. And apparently, he's on an island. I mean, where are you guys? Brian, where are you? You should be standing next to him. I mean, really and truly, this isn't See, another thing, too, is a lot of people get into a position where, you know, okay, well, I'm okay, kids are okay, family's okay, neighbors are okay, so we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of you, you know, hey.
I have a question. Where do all these wealthy politicians that live here in California, doesn't matter what level, they don't even have to be wealthy, all the legislator of the legislature, all 120, where do their kids or where did their kids go to college? Did any of them go in California? Did they go to a JC? Did they go to a UC or a CSU? Did they go to a private college or university here in California? I wonder what the dynamics of that plays out. Hmm. Where is their money going? Are they sending their kids off to Princeton, Yale, Harvard, Texas Tech, any of the other schools anywhere? You know, a JC in Missouri. I mean, where are their kids going to school? Are they supporting the state that they govern by having their kids go to school here? Because it's not just paying the tuition, it's paying for the housing, the food, the utilities, all the other stuff that goes with putting your kid through school. I'm in the middle of that. I have a son who's third year college. He's here locally. He's going to Simpson, and he's doing well there, and we're paying for it here locally. And I have a question on that. You know, how many of these elected officials send their kids off? Because every once in a while you see something where somebody's proud of their child going to school elsewhere. And it just makes me wonder, you know, why wouldn't they support the schools in California? Are they not good enough? Is it too expensive? What's the twist? What's the desire to go elsewhere? And maybe, you know, maybe the kid just wants to get away from mom and dad. I totally get that. You know, you just want to go off and go do your own thing. That's one thing. But, you know, are they just purposely sending them out of California? Just a question.
It's a great question, you know. And, again, it's the type of thing where if we can't speak out about this, I am just so tired of, oh, you know, that's mean-spirited or da-da-da-da-da, or you don't really, this is my favorite.
Oh, wow.
You don't know how it really works back there. You don't know mm-hmm. how the system really works. Well, you know what?
Maybe it's broken. It's not working.
Yeah, I happen to have a little book that I carry in my back pocket called The Constitution. And, you know, we have kind of an inkling of how it works. But that condescending stuff, and I mean, to me, it just, it's disgraceful. Mm-hmm. It's disgraceful what our people are doing in the legislative body in California. And I'm talking about our people. I'm not talking about, we know what we get from some of the liberal Democrats down there, but I'm talking about our people. Not even standing up. It should be in every newspaper. It should be, you know, they should all be standing up on the steps saying, well, no, we don't want to be, we're not going to be a sanctuary state. And it really, I mean, is it really, maybe they don't want to ruffle the feathers of the Latino community. Well, guess what? In a Berkeley poll,
yep,
67% of Latinos were against being a sanctuary state. So, and 74% of everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, stop, or overall.
Overall, yeah.
So, you know, when you look at this, it's kind of like, okay, what's the deal? I mean, what's the deal? You know, and again, if you call them out too much, you call out politicians or politicians that are running too much, I'll tell you what, they have it in for you.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly have it in for you. And how about someone like Leonard Modi? I mean, you know, I get excited about his sunny disposition is what I like. So, you know, I mean, really, when you stop and you look at these guys, and you all have in your counties, you all have situations like that in all your counties. We all go through this. We have a camaraderie that's just absolutely wonderful and amazing. You heard a bit of that on Jefferson State of Mind earlier when we were talking with Dave Tishnell and talking about the counties of them working down there. But it's every county. You know, we were in El Dorado County. There was El Dorado, there was Placer, there was Nevada, there was Stanislaus, there was Calaveras, you know, on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
But people are united. And when you stop and think about the fact that you have hundreds of people, good people, business people, influential people in this town, you know, people that are, and not influential because they want to be, you know, the prom king and prom queen, we all know who they are. But, we, you know, the thing is, or that they want to be in a position where, you know, it's self-centered or self-absorbing. And, you know, there's nothing worse than listening to a radio program where people get on there and for the first 10 minutes you're hearing about their weekend. I want to hear about something, but I don't care about their weekend. I don't care about, you know, oh, gosh, you know, we're going on this trip or I went and bought this and I bought that. Those kinds of things are just absolutely, they're appalling. And what I think we better do before I go a little too far on this. No, I don't think there is going too far, is there, brother? But anyway, we have about a minute here, and so what we're going to do is we're going to go off because time has come for 51, and we got Willie Nelson.
Willie?
Willie.
Willie.
We got Willie, and this is in honor of Mark Beard.
Okay.
And Mark Kent.
Uh-oh.
Anybody who's a Mark out
there. Anybody who's a Mark.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
I grew up green, being a cowboy, and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding egos, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here. A celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, The Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
Hello, I am Lance Beck, president of North State Security. Were you aware that North State Security has patrolled the streets of Reading for nearly 18,500 consecutive nights? The Pony Express has nothing on us. Through rain, sleet, snow, and blistering heat, North State Security has been the most prodigious private security agency in Northern California for 50 years. We are incredibly ecstatic yet humbled by the realization of our 50th anniversary. With courage, determination, and a bountiful of integrity, my father founded this business with nothing more than an immense desire to succeed. North State Security, 50 years later, a formidable force in this region with approximately 130 licensed and properly trained security officers geared to handle any conceivable security-related need you have. Thank you to the entire North State community for making our remarkable history such a good story. North State Security, providing jobs, protecting assets. Call us at 243-0295.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Open your mouth from sea to shining sea. So will the real Americans please stand up? No more hiding your face in the sand. Will the real Americans please stand up? United we're falling, but united.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
United we stand. United we stand.
Yes,
isn't
sir.
That the truth? And boy, have you seen the absolute wonder that's happened in the last 2 months in Jefferson? It's just
well, how busy
incredible.
We've been. Busy.
It's the commitment of
yes.
the folks. That's the thing. I mean, people like Monty and Patsy Carter.
God bless both of them.
Patsy with having an amputation and still wanting to be out there in the forefront. Also Truman and Cheryl.
Yeah.
Burnell. I mean, Truman goes to chemo treatment, drives himself back to get to a meeting.
Yeah, yeah. That's commitment.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing, too. We have people throughout the entire spread of Jefferson
yes.
doing that.
Yes.
They are fighting some hellacious battles, and they're still out there fighting for the cause of what we're doing. So, you know, where's their line in the sand? Oh, it's defined. It's there.
Defined.
It's there. It's in concrete, let me tell you, that they know where their line is. And so the question is, do you?
Here's something else, too. I know that Nevada County, Placer County, and El Dorado County. Sorry, Terry G. We love you, honey. Anyway, those three counties are putting together a radio mm-hmm. program that's going to be weekly.
Yep.
And they're doing that. That's exciting. Also, Placer County is now streaming their meetings live.
Yep, yep.
And I'm going to let you talk, Wynn, because...
You're losing your voice.
I'm losing my voice. I sound like Yoda.
Wise you aren't. Placer County, we watched their meeting last night, or last week. It was awesome to see that. They had a great turnout, and they're reshuffling, reconfiguring what's going on there. I mean, all counties kind of go through some changes here and there.
As Nevada County,
and we've had
Trinity County.
Trinity, yeah. I mean,
how amazing is that? I mean,
everybody's working and changing and adjusting to the workload that's demanded of us to move forward and to do what we're doing. So you have to adjust. You have to. If you don't adjust and you don't advance with what's going on with the knowledge and the practice of putting stuff together and being flexible and being courteous through the whole darn thing, you know, you just have to do it. And it's part of the process. And the thing is, once we come out on the other end, it's going to be so worth it. So worth it. So worth everything. I mean, just from where we started here in Shasta County, when I got involved, four years ago, 2013. We have grown by leaps and bounds on what we do, how we do it, and when we do it. And for my own personal involvement, huge, huge commitment on doing what we're doing. And I'm blessed to have a family to work with me and allow me to do what I do. And I know there are other families and other members and people within the territory of Jefferson that are just as equally committed and doing everything that they do. Everybody fights a fight at their level and their ability and at their commitment level. So they're making it happen. It's just a matter of, you know, getting more people involved. And don't be afraid. We don't want people to be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of except for losing liberty. I mean, if we lose it, it's gone. And that's when the fear will set in. And guess what? It'll be too little, too late. That's why we have to keep doing what we're doing and moving forward and pushing the push and being supportive. And when we call for action to do things through either Facebook, email, or phone calls or this radio show or at your local county meetings, we really mean it. We need people to act and to be present, physically be present. We're going to have some things going on here in the very near future that we need to have people to be present, to show in mass what we're doing and why we're doing it. You know, come in your colors, you know, wear the gear. If you don't have the gear, get some gear. You know, get a hat. You know, hats are affordable. Shirts are affordable. You know,
it's all affordable.
The buttons are affordable. Everything's affordable. Just, you know, and that helps support the cause so we can continue doing what we're doing by printing the brochures and getting the brochures out, maintaining the website, getting that stuff up and done and running and stuff, and paying for our court costs. Paying the court costs is a huge, huge commitment to doing the right thing so we can have our free, sovereign state of Jefferson, or whatever it's going to end up being named. That will be voted on by all the sovereign citizens that live in the territory of Jefferson. So I call it Jefferson because that's what I think of it as being.
A lot of the press calls us that.
And a lot of people think of it that way. So, but I, you know, to be fair, just to put it out there, whatever it ends up being called, we don't care what it's called as long as we have a free, sovereign state. But right now for me, it's Jefferson. And I'm hoping that, you know, a great many of you think the same way. But anyway, reiterating, please, please, please help us get it out there, make it happen, and get connected and do what you can when you can, and you'll grow within the movement. And that's all I have to say on that topic for this.
With that, we have Cal Clark from Nevada County.
Hey,
how
Calvin.
You doing, brother?
How you doing, Calvin?
Hey, mighty men who love liberty, and it's just a blessing to see so many people waking up And the cause that's gone forth so far in the State of Jefferson movement, being only about 3 years old,
four,
in the sense of the recent great efforts and the awakening that's going on, I'm just amazed. It's a great, and in my opinion, down here in Nevada County, or a couple of the reasons that we see that are that people are becoming unified in the principles of liberty, above popularity, above party, and above pocketbook. We're no respecter of persons anymore. The eternal vigilance that's been taught from generation to generation since the founding of this country is starting to awaken and come out in people. They know that their property rights have been violated and that their life has been in jeopardy, and as we see more and more innocent people suffering, it's awakening the silent majority, and they're coming out, and the great patriots are stepping up, and they're coming out of everywhere. And leadership is part of the challenge with this effort, and to keep that leadership clean and moving forward in the right direction, defending the Constitution, defending the principles that give us a safe society and honesty. I'm just grateful for what you guys are doing.
Well, we're grateful for what you're doing down there, too, in Nevada. That's wonderful that you guys are making things rattle and shake down there a little bit. That's awesome. And dealing with your neighboring counties, too. You guys are bonding together with them, and that's wonderful to see.
And Cal's another guy that's been fighting this thing, like with Mark Kent, for many, many years. And we appreciate you, brother. We're going to have to get off. We got another caller coming in. The phones are getting lit up. I love you, brother. Give me a call later, huh?
Stay mighty, you guys.
All right. Thanks, Calvin.
We have Gregory Cheadle on the line. Hey, Greg, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Gregory.
Good. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. What's happening?
You know, listen, I just wanted to express my sincere appreciation for the event last night. I mean, it was, when I walked in the door, I was just blown completely away with all the people there supporting the State of Jefferson. You could just feel it once you walk in the air, the appreciation and the determination that people have with respect to getting the State of Jefferson going. And I just can't express my thanks enough. And, you know, I spoke with a reporter from the L.A. Times.
Haley.
Yeah, Haley. She said, you know, because, of course, it was all white in there. And she says, well, you know, how do you feel about this? And I told her, I said, you know, look at these people. These are some of the nicest people that you would ever meet. If I ever had a problem, these people would be the first ones to help me. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, yeah. You know, that's the thing. I mean, Greg, I remember when you started your political career. It was in my driveway. And you rode up and you said, hey, you know, I really believe that I need to run for Congress. I really believe that this is where, you know, where God's directing me. And and you've hung in there and hung tough every year.
Despite all the odds.
Well, yeah, and there are some odds there, brother, because, you know, you're looking at a situation where, you know, but people, I think, are getting a little, I mean, it just, if you have somebody that doesn't do anything, what's the difference, right? I mean,
right.
Try something else. And, you know, the other thing is, too, is that I know that we were followed by the L.A. Times for an entire week. In fact, their photographer just left here a few minutes ago. And Haley was the reporter. I'm anxious to see what she's going to write. You kind of hope and pray that, you know, the demeanor that she was sincere about really wanting to write the truth and all that good stuff. And, you know, we hope for that. We look for that. We trust.
We gave the truth.
We trust in that.
Totally.
And so we'll see what transpires. But I know that, I think that, you know, many of the things that we incorporate into Jefferson, as you know, Gregory, and you said this before, it crosses party lines. You know, it crosses all lines. I mean, you know, and the thing we have to look at is that, you know, we've got, if something hasn't worked for a while, then maybe you try something else, huh? What do you think, buddy?
Yeah. Well, I agree with that. But let me talk about Haley real quick. You know, a reporter from the L.A. Times came up to interview me. His name was Mark. I'm going to butcher his last name. Mark Berbick.
Yep.
That's a butchering of his name.
I know who he is.
But anyway, he came up And we had lunch, spoke for a couple hours. He even stayed to hear me give a speech later that evening and wrote a great article. It was about, it was probably the best article that has ever been done on me. You know, a large article as well. It's picked up by other publications. Very fair. And if Haley, and I think she is, of the same fabric
we're
as
hoping.
Mark, it's going to be a great article.
We're hoping, and I think that, you know, and we have the same impression of her that you do. We,
yes.
We believe that, too. I mean, she was a very nice young lady, fun to be around, you know, good personality. Looking forward, her and her husband, to having their first baby, which is really
right.
Neat.
And keep in mind the history behind her, too. She's not from L.A.
Oklahoma.
She works in L.A. She's from a small town in Oklahoma, like 500 people. Rural ranching community.
Right.
So she's, and that's what I told her. I said, well, heck, you're just Jefferson twice removed. So she got that. She understands that. And we could talk the talk, and we could talk the same language. And we knew what each other was talking about coming from rural communities. And so she gets that. She just happens to live in L.A. And she and her husband both work for the L.A. Times. And they both are out doing things that are really kind of cool for the L.A. Times. And they've had a lot of great opportunity and exposure, but she does get where we're coming from. But the proof will be in the pudding. When we actually see the article, that will be the telling component.
There's people that edit that. So the other thing is, too, and I agree with you on the L.A. Times, they've done a couple of articles on Jefferson, well, several, and they've all been pretty fair. Now, the New York Times, I'm not going to even go there. But I can tell you this, that the New York Times, you probably know that because they probably tried to interview you when you were back in Washington, D.C. But the L.A. Times and the New York Times are apples and oranges.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Well, you know, New York Times have been good to me so far, so I can't rag on them too much. Anyway, I just want to thank you guys for all you do. I mean, it's hard to put in words what I really want to say. But, you know, I love you guys. I really appreciate what you're doing. And, you know, like I put in my Facebook post, the best people in the world are in my district, and I mean that sincerely. And I just want to thank you guys again. Thank you so much.
Hey, buddy, have you ever thought about running for Congress in Jefferson?
I will run in Jefferson. If Jefferson came over tonight, I'd be the first one out gathering signatures.
All right. Well, you know, I'd sign it.
There you go.
And Wynn would, too.
Amen.
And Jared would, too, because Jared's very, very amiable. Very good to work with. Very quiet, though.
Yeah. All right, you guys take care, and thanks again.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Gregory.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Another great patriot, you know?
Yeah.
He's there when we got to get our hands dirty, he's there.
Yeah, him and Lori are quite a team when they go places.
Oh, gosh, they're so funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, they show up and the party
starts.
He's
the straight man for her.
Yes.
You know, and she,
the party
her with her little camera. I mean, it's hilarious. Yeah. I mean, but what a bunch of great people. I mean, that's the thing, and I know Mark had expressed that in being overwhelmed with the fact that what's happened in Jefferson is it's all grassroots. It's so, I mean, how many times do people ask you what your title is? Well, you don't have one.
Yeah.
You know, there is no title here.
Nope.
It's we. It's just like last night. Okay, I mean, I had very, very, very little to do with anything other than spend some money and have a good time.
There you
you
go.
Know. But I mean that's Chris and Patrick and Margie and Joetta and Linda and you know
and everybody
and,
else
yeah everybody else
yeah.
You know all those great folks that were there that were doing the you know doing the work there you're talking about Mita Jennifer Mita who does our brochures and what a great job she does
and that's the beauty too like she when she did the print of the brochure for last night that had all the auction items on it.
Yeah.
On the front of it, she used the actual constitutional script.
Yeah.
She said she did. She got to look at it. She goes, it needs a little twist. So she went to look and she goes, constitutional script. And she was looking at it to make sure it was exact. Guess what? That's what she used on our brochures.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, it's a little rough to read. I said, only for the kids because they're being so dumbed down. She goes, exactly. So what the thing is, you know, just incorporating the little touches like that throughout the whole process is impactful.
Yes.
It's meaningful.
Yes.
And there's a purpose for it.
Yes.
And everybody gets it. Everybody gets it.
And a lot of people don't really realize that people like Jennifer and Linda Kent and folks like that and Joetta, et cetera, et cetera, Gwen, all of them.
Yep.
You know, Mark's mom, all of them.
Oh, Shirley.
Shirley.
She's
I mean,
awesome.
You know, everybody, all these ladies are involved with the Missing in America Project.
That's
They're
right.
involved with the veterans on everything.
Yep.
And our great veterans. I mean, Frankie Rose. You talk about... I mean, he is a treasure. Him, Norm,
yep.
And of course Commander Gibson.
All of them.
They're just treasures.
Yes.
And you know, we have that here. I know that in Jefferson, our strong suit, we honor the veterans above all. And last night it was amazing.
That was so cool.
We had a gun for them. They went to dinner first. Those guys, I mean, you know, these people that are bureaucrats and politicians, more or less bureaucrats, hey, Frankie Rose, to me, is more important than any congressman I ever met.
Amen.
Frankie put it out there.
Yep.
You know?
Well, and the beauty last night, we had an auction item for the oldest veteran there last night.
Yeah.
And he was World War II.
99 years old.
99.
Yeah.
He was there, and he came up to the front, and then the auction bidder who won the bid got to present what he just bought to that veteran.
Yep.
That was so
cool.
Awesome. And, you know, the guy, he had nobody had a clue that was happening.
Yeah.
That was Chris and Patrick's little nugget. They had that all figured out, all dialed in, and nobody else knew that was going to happen. And when they presented that was the first item out of the gate. That was just hands down the best way to go. And that was a standing ovation for that gentleman.
Absolutely.
For being a World War II veteran and 99 years of age.
Absolutely.
It's like, holy cow. You know, that's history right there. He did what he had to do so we can do what we're doing, you know?
You know, and those are the real heroes, not the people who come out there and bounce around society and profess they were something that they weren't.
Right.
You know.
And that's unfortunate that happens.
It does. You know, you have a guy that thinks he's Rambo and he never was Rambo.
The true guys that are out there fighting the fight, that did fight the fight and have the scars and to prove it, those are the warriors.
Yeah, they really are. And, you know, and the Rambo guy, remember they found out that he wasn't even in the service? I forget. That was about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
He's out there bopping around saying, I'm a this and I'm a that. I think he was like a communications officer or something like that. You know? He knew how to shoot a gun, but, you know, we could smoke the cigars and stuff. But I forget who that guy was. It was a couple of years ago. It was on the East Coast. Well, maybe somebody will think of who that was.
Yeah,
anyway.
Sorry, don't want to blank.
Kind of slips my mind.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, you know, this is something to where we need to honor our veterans. And, you know, and the cool thing is just, you know, the people that were there last night, I mean, there'd be a veteran across from them. They'd give their prize to them. I mean,
yeah.
What they bid on. I mean, that was the amazing amount of businesses. I couldn't believe strong, healthy businesses, you know. And then there's Melissa Hunt. Here's a lady that's out there running against Les Baugh. And Melissa she is an absolute trooper. I mean, you know, a lot of people can take credit for this, that, or the other. But, you know, Melissa and Mayor Browning, those guys.
They're doing it.
They did it long before Shasta County did it. And that's not taking anything away from the three supervisors that voted for the resolution. But what it is doing is it's saying that these guys were out there first. They were on the front lines first. They were willing to take the bullet to see if something would happen in repercussions.
Right.
And then you have people that get up there that want to run for office that are saying, oh, you got to worry about the repercussions. I mean, seriously?
No.
I mean, good grief. Are you guys getting tired of the big fish in the little pond syndrome?
Yep.
The position of people that are, you know, the socialites? I mean, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, how sickening is that after a while? How self-absorbed can you be? How self-centered can you be? How can you, even the stuff that those folks care about, a lot of folks that are like that, not anybody specifically.
Right.
But they know who they are.
Yep.
And those people out there that even, oh, well, we do this for that and this for that, it's only for your own recognition.
That's right.
It's not for any other reason.
Your own glory.
It's your own glory, your own recognition.
In your own mind.
In your own mind.
In your own mind. Nobody else sees it that way.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the real deal is the hammer's going to fall.
Yep.
Eventually, it will.
It does. Every time we turn around, it falls, and it falls right where it's supposed to. So we're moving forward with what we're doing with Jefferson. We're making sure that we're making great strides. Our attorneys are working very, very hard for us. And there's a lot of communication with us and the attorneys on getting things done as right as we can possibly get it so that we can continue moving forward without having any hiccups. And it won't be on our end where the challenge, where the ball gets dropped. If anything, it'll be within the courts so that we have more proof as to why the courts are doing what they do. Because, like one of our attorneys said, you know, the courts are corrupt. Always. They're corrupt. Yes, they are. And we see it daily in the media. I mean, and sometimes even in the social media. Well, not I shouldn't say social, but ABC, NBC, and CBS. every once in a while they almost allude to it. But on the other medias, that you, the real stuff that's being really covered, it's out there every day. So we need to make sure that we are all vigilant on watching what's going on and can speak to it and understand the process and help clean it up. And we are trying to clean it up, and we will clean it up here, right here in the 23 counties we have going forward, and we will make sure we get things tidied up. Because when we get that turned around and get it cleaned up, there are a great many other people that will want to do the exact same thing. And we're at the tip of the spear.
A couple of quick things on the court case. As most people know, we had requested more time than the judge was going to allow us on the amended complaint she requested in her minute order, and she is granting that extra time. I'm not sure whether it's 2 weeks or 3 weeks, so I guess we'll find out sometime.
Yeah, sometime soon, hopefully. Yep.
And so, but it has been, we have been granted a little longer time. One of our attorneys, Gary Zerman, and we wish him the best, was in the hospital.
Right.
And I think he's out now. I think he got out Friday.
He's out and he's recovering. And
yep,
so
got his feet up.
Got to have
feet. Keep your feet up, Gary, if you're listening, buddy.
There you go.
Keep those feet up. Stay away from the coronas till I see you.
Well, he's probably on meds, so he's probably not doing any coronas right now.
but yeah, I mean, we're moving along with that. Everything seems to be going right along, but it really is a matter of a belief system. And, you know, I'm going to say that it's God. And God is not our little helper. God's not here to help us. God is here as our Lord and Master. God is here as the Supreme Being.
Amen.
God is here as the Almighty. And Christ is here has given us the example of what we need to do. Now, none of us are perfect. And, boy, present company right here. I ain't perfect.
Ditto.
I mean, but the thing is that He is. So let's rely on His will to be done. And I'll tell you, a lot of the things that have happened have been absolutely miraculous.
Yes.
In these things. Stop and think about this, folks. This is all grassroots.
Yes.
This is all grassroots. And, yeah, we have a couple of fellows that are, and thankfully Congressman McClintock did come out, and he did mention the fact that, he was strong behind Jefferson and really talked about liberty. And Congressman LaMalfa did donate the flag to us, which was very nice.
Yep, yep.
And, and so those things are happening, but only because of the past and only because of what's been done to us, particularly by our own people, our own people here that we have in Northern California as our state representatives, because of the untrust of that. Here's the deal, Ted Gaines, every county that you represent is in Jefferson.
Yep.
And I believe there's like four of them where the boards of supervisors voted to be in.
Yep.
And same thing with you, Mr. Nielsen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Mr. Gallagher. You know, to me, James Gallagher, you know, I think he's a really smart young man. I'm surprised. I know he's come out on the dams. Thank you for doing that lately. But I'm so surprised that he hasn't come out verbally. He seems to get the press when he wants it. Where's the full page there, guys, in the Sacramento Bee about the sanctuary state thing? Or are you just okay with that? And are you okay, guys? Are you guys okay with the fact that illegal aliens will be able to vote? Are you okay with that? Are you okay with it? Becerra is in a position to where he is going to arrest businesses for complying with the Constitution. You guys okay with that? I mean, you know, we asked our folks if they were okay with certain things. What about you guys? Are you okay with that? Are you okay with the Second Amendment rights being taken away? Well, no, I'm against it. I'll keep on swinging. Well, what does that mean? Are you standing up saying, no, you won't allow it? You won't allow it? Are you standing there blocking the doorway of tyranny? No, you're not. You're not. And there's only two reasons. One reason is because you don't want to give up the power. You're afraid of losing that. The other one is you just don't have the backbone to do it.
Amen. Kind of scary when they act that way.
Well, you know, I'm sure we'll hear about it. I mean, you know, it's okay if the governor breaks the law and does felonies, but you say something bad about one of those guys and you hear about it, or they try to do something to where, you know, they try to hurt us in a different way.
Right.
Or they try to turn us against each other. I mean, it's appalling. You guys should be ashamed of yourself, period. Period. You should be ashamed.
And the time has come for them to step up and to do, again, the right thing.
Right.
Speak the truth and do the right thing.
Right.
You can, you'll be criticized, but guess what? If it's right, it's right. Just do it. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And you're doing it for your constituents. And guess what? You might even get a little bit of praise and a little bit of glory out of that if you do the right thing. So we got to do it.
Well, you know, I know this is Sovereign Minds, but, you know, I think
that... I have a sovereign mind. Do you have a sovereign mind?
I do.
Okay. I think I listened to
I do, and I lost
too.
My Yoda voice. Well, my good friend, time has come.
For 51.
Yep. Stay tuned for hour three.
Nick and Gary.
Oh, are they here?
It...
2, 3, 4.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
There's the issue in the wake of last week's deadly violence in Florida. South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy says it has to be about more than just gun control.
You have to look at all of it. If you only look at the instrumentality and you don't look at the person who's pulling the trigger, then I think you're doing a disservice to everyone who wants to see an end to killings, including mass killings.
He was a guest on CBS TV's Face the Nation program. President Trump will hold a listening session with high school students this week following that deadly shooting last week. A White House schedule has Mr. Trump hosting students and teachers on Wednesday. He will also meet with state and local officials to talk about school safety on Thursday of this coming week. Iran's leaders are expressing their condolences over the passenger plane crash this morning that killed all 65 people on board in the southern part of the country. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei leading those condolences. Kosovo is celebrating 10 years of independence from Serbia this weekend.
2 days of celebration started yesterday, celebrating Kosovo's declaration of independence February 17, 2008, 9 years after NATO conducted a 78-day airstrike campaign against Serbia to stop a bloody crackdown against ethnic Albanians. In Serbia's capital of Belgrade, Serbian Foreign Minister Ivica Dasik said Kosovo's independence remains fragile and won't be concluded without an agreement with Serbia. Kosovo is recognized by 117 countries, including the U.S. and most Western powers, and has joined about 200 international organizations. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The Winter Olympics are more than halfway done, and the Russians still don't have a single gold medal. That's an unpleasant turn of affairs for a nation that finished with 13 of them when it hosted the last Winter Games. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For unhappy timeshare owners, getting out is important, and with maintenance bills taking a bite out of your savings, now is the right time to call Lone Star Transfer to improve your financial situation. They've helped over 5,000 people get out of their timeshares quickly, legally, and ethically with a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Let them help you. Call toll-free 855-551-7066, 855-551-7066 for a no-obligation consultation or visit them online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
A Massachusetts city is suing the makers of firefighting foam blamed for water contamination.
Westfield Mayor Brian Sullivan says it's a federal lawsuit against 3M, ChemGuard Inc., and Tyco Fire Protection Products. The manufacturers produce foam used for years at the Barnes Air National Guard Base and the Westfield Barnes Regional Airport for firefighter training. The city argues the manufacturers knew or should have known that the foam chemicals are persistent when released into the environment and harmful.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Where does one shop for a wedding gown set to be the dress of the year? With only 3 months to go before Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's May 19th wedding at Windsor Castle, both the fashion and bridal worlds are abuzz. We'll talk about who the bride will pick to design her dress and what kind of a look she'll go for. It'll be Fashion Week in London this week. Maybe she'll make a decision then. News and analysis at townhall.com. Facebook is forging ahead with its messaging app for kids, despite criticism from child experts.
Messenger Kids lets children under the age of 13 chat with friends and family.
The company launched it on Wednesday on Android. The app landed on Amazon devices back in January. Children's advocates, however, are pressing the company to shut it down. They say it serves to lure kids into harmful social media use and to hook young people on Facebook as it tries to compete with Snapchat and its own Instagram app. Bob Agnew reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 18th, and it's a birthday for some notable people, including former Senator John Warner. The Virginia Republican is 91 years old today. Author Toni Morrison turns 87. Actress Sybil Shepherd has 68 candles on her cake, 64 for actor John Travolta. And opera singer Isabel Leonard is 36 years old today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, pimps and players, half-ass rappers and true rhyme sayers, chica, 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 Slim Shady's in the house. He's here with the professor, Gary Hallahan.
Good morning, everyone.
Listen, I want you to get your pen and piece of paper out. I've got a website and I've got a phone number for you to take down, but first Gary wants to open up.
I have a request to all our loyal listeners and then some. I would like you to help me out, come to the studio within the next hour, that's in beautiful downtown Reading, right here on Market Street, and show me your gun that shoots itself. I know a lot of people believe that there are guns that shoot themselves. In fact, you remember Kate Stanley in San Francisco not too long ago. She was murdered by an illegal, and then he was acquitted because the gun not only jumped into his hand, but fired itself, and that exonerated him. So would somebody please bring his or her gun? I would like to see one, and if you can't make it, please call in, and I'll meet you at Nice Shot. We'll go to the range. I'll pay for it. Because I want to see these guns or this gun do that. Because I know even the I think there was a demonstration in Parkland, Florida, where the latest mass shooting was, and they're demonstrating against guns. So I want to see that gun that shoots itself.
You know, I tested all my guns, Gary. I took them out one day, one at a time, and I set them on the front porch. I gave each gun an equal opportunity. I set it on the front porch, loaded, cocked, ready to go, and I went to work. And when I came home, nobody had been shot. And I got to thinking, well, you know, maybe they're just bashful. I thought, maybe they feed off each other like teenagers do sometimes. So I stuck all my guns out there, all of them loaded, ready to go. And, you know, I came home after a day of work, nobody got shot. So I guess I've just got slow guns, or they're just not aggressive guns.
Well, I... also, along that vein, the NRA convention, they have 75,000, 80,000 people there. I would believe practically at least half are carrying, plus all the guns they have. And I haven't read any place, and I'm sure the news would carry it, the liberal news would jump on it if somebody was shot. And I, I haven't heard. Maybe somebody can call in and tell me where I'm in error. A person being shot when the NRA conventions.
Hey, you know, some of those are self-loading guns, too. I think that's what they refer to as a semi-automatic. You pull the trigger, it loads itself. You pull the trigger.
I think, no, and I was just thinking the definition of automatic. Isn't it like the automatic doors that you have when you're walking into Safeway? Such they automatically open for you. So these ARs, they're automatic, so they automatically shoot.
Hey, maybe we could set up a burglar alarm like that. We could rig it up to a gun so when somebody comes in and they're not supposed to be there, it'll automatically shoot them. Save the cops running down doing investigations, finding the culprits.
Yes, that's a great idea. I'm sure there must be some fine ideas out there in the audience. Would the listeners call in at 605-4567 or 605-4566 and tell us your ideas?
Okay. Here's the first website I've got for you. Lori Bridgeford sent it to me this morning. The website is Vaccine Liberation Army. Now, if you have any questions about vaccines and the damage they do to children, or if you got some kids that just, you know, kind of blow you off, or even some health care professionals who believe that vaccines are an asset to us, go to that website today. They've got a 12-minute video on there about about triplets. This couple had triplets, and they got their vaccine, one vaccine, and within 12 hours, all of them had autism. This little video will pique people's curiosity and make them investigate. And really, that's all you want. You want people to be informed when they make a decision like that, something that might be detrimental to their children. I can't stress enough, Vaccine Liberation Army. .com.
Sounds good. I trust the people will pay attention. That is a sad, sad commentary on what's happening in our society, and something can be done about it.
Oh, geez. You know, it's heartbreaking. I can't imagine being a parent who's got a normal kid, and all of a sudden he just shuts down, and you're changing diapers the rest of your life. I mean, this really just brought tears to my eyes. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to call Washington, D.C. It's the White House I want you to call, and I've got the phone number here. Dial 1-202-456-1414. 1-202-456-1414. Ask to speak to a person. Ask them to bring it to the president's attention that the governor of California is engaging in secession. Tell them that he signed an agreement with China over climate change. That's secession. Tell them that the people are not being represented. 74% of the population in California do not want to be a sanctuary state. Tell them that we have a group of 21 counties that want to form their own state. I called them, and the gal was very understanding. She couldn't believe how well we had it together, and she said she would certainly bring this to their attention. I know Terry Raposa called them and got the same reply. Now, here's what's really interesting. I read in an article about 5 or 6 years ago that a lot of people seem to claim that they call their congressman that they don't. That senators and representatives, if they get 12 or 15 calls, that's a big deal. People just don't call them. If we could flood their lines, if we could just make an impression, it would be a big deal. The right people would hear what's going on out here, and we need to be heard. That number is 202-456-1414. Thank you.
Speaking of the swamp, I've joined some other people in being creative with the initials FBI, because you know they are such an astute organization these days. So my nomenclature is failed body of incompetence. Failed body of incompetence. And in just a little bit, we will expand upon that after the words from the bill payers.
Homemade sandwich, a half a jug of tea. Average Joe, average pay. Same old end, the same old day. But there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue and sticks this world together.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Hello, I am Lance Beck, president of North State Security. Were you aware that North State Security has patrolled the streets of Reading for nearly 18,500 consecutive nights? The Pony Express has nothing on us. Through rain, sleet, snow, and blistering heat, North State Security has been the most prodigious private security agency in Northern California for 50 years. We are incredibly ecstatic, yet extraordinarily humbled by the realization of our 50th anniversary. With courage, determination, and a bountiful of integrity, my father, founded this business with nothing more than an immense desire to succeed. North State Security, 50 years later, a formidable force in this region with approximately 130 licensed and properly trained security officers geared to handle any conceivable security-related need you have. Thank you to the entire North State community for making our remarkable history such a good story. North State Security, providing jobs, protecting assets. Call us at 243-0295.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
I'm Senator's Congressman D.C. the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. For the battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are changing. Our mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old home is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you're cradling your hand, for the times, they are a-changing. The line, it is drawn, and the curse, it is cast. The slowest one now will later be fast, and the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the time.
All right, we're back. To continue briefly with my rant against about the FBI, the failed body of incompetence. Supporting my thought is, let us not forget that the FBI is continuing the mess in the swamp, which is Washington, D.C. Number two, remember the FBI murdered, an FBI agent murdered LaVoy Finicum near Burns, Oregon. Now remember, LaVoy Finicum was standing up for his rights, but you shouldn't do that. And he was put away, out of circulation, by the FBI near Burns, Oregon. And number three, the sad event that just happened Cruz, the recent school shooter. But now we cannot do anything about the FBI or what's happening in the swamp. But we can do something, what's happening in Redding and Shasta County. And people, we need to do something. Let me make an analogy. Let's say you're going to Lassen. You want to play in the snow. Okay? The vehicle is a two-wheel drive. You did not carry chains. No snow tires. But you plan to play in the snow. Oh, my gosh. You became stuck in the snow or one off the road. What a surprise. Well, the analogy is, how did that happen in Redding? Things are happening that people are allowing to happen, such as cannabis, the upcoming bankruptcy, and nobody's doing anything about it. They may flap their chops, talk about it. Anybody can talk. But what are you doing? Which brings us to, what did you do on Thursday with your grandkids or your own child when it came time to go to school? Do you know what the safety program is at your kid's school? And if you sent, you don't know, and you sent your child or grandchild or whatever on to school, why did you do that?
You know what I might take up? I might teach my grandkids how to pack a gun and send them to school with a gun to protect themselves. How's that sound, Gary?
Wouldn't that be? Let's take a caller. I think Kay's on our
Kay's line. On line six. Go ahead, Kay.
Hi, Nick and Gary. Good to hear you on the line today or on the radio. And one thing I'm concerned about, and I have for a long time, is that the tip lines that they have for, like, ICE and for Homeland Security and for all the, you know, to give, you know, if you see something, call in. They're not taking them seriously, and I believe that the reason is that the people who are manning these lines are just people that are being paid minimum wages, and they don't know anything about what they're talking about, they don't know the implications of what people are saying. And I think that, personally, I think that that most of the hotlines should be maybe manned by people who are retired in the areas in which the hotlines are meant for.
Well, I think you're probably right. Inexperienced people have a hard time picking up on somebody that's not being hysterical and imaginary and somebody that's really down-to-earth serious, and you need to look at this. I think you've got a point there, Kay.
And have been trained in the law and have worked in it every day.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, it seems like we pay these people so darn well anymore. When they retire at age 50, they don't much want to do anything anymore. You know, if they were a little bit more hungry, they might consider going to work and doing something like that. What do you think about that?
I agree with that. But it would be nice, like Kay said, if we would call upon people who are experienced. And there's certainly experienced people out in the society that don't have to be retired, but there are many people that are doing nothing. Nobody wants to become involved. Like the FBI on this recent shooting. Let's use the active voice. They did not want to be involved. Look at the interviews, the post-interviews of the FBI agents standing up in front of Fox. Whoa, we're terribly sorry. Well, it looks like we dropped the ball. Yeah, right. Okay, that's not a big deal. It's just like stubbing your toe. We need, as a society, to call people out and make them accountable. We don't hold our politicians accountable. We don't hold
so many people accountable. Why did you do that?
Well, at 9/11, they blamed the tips that were given to them, like the people who were the airline instructors, were saying that they had all these people from certain countries that only wanted to take off. They didn't want to land and learn how to land and all this. And they claimed at that time that the problem was that the enforcement agencies weren't working together. Well, now they have a different story.
Well,
so they need to be consistent, and they need to do their job, and they need to stop blaming it on everybody.
Well, somebody needs to be fired, too. You don't see that anymore, do you?
And they need to start the firing at the top.
That's right. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
I got one to tell you. I had the opportunity to talk to an instructor at the Chinese flight instruction school out here at the airport.
Uh-huh.
There's about 200 students out there. And I chatted with him for a little bit, and he was telling me about teaching them. And I says, now that you're an instructor, I said, would you fly on a Chinese airplane? And he looked at me, and he said, no.
Really?
That's right. He told me they only need an hour, a 1 year's worth of instruction, whereas somebody here in the States needs 4 to 5 years instruction.
I think the Taiwanese have to have more instruction.
Well, I don't have to worry about that. My next big trip's going to be Red Bluff. I think I'll take the car.
Fly down the freeway. But make sure you go the right way.
Well, that's right, you know.
No wrong ways.
You know.
Okay, we'll see you. Have a good day, both of you.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Dave, a reminder, audience, nobody has come through the front door yet. I want to see that gun that fires itself.
I think I'll go set mine on the counter right there pointing at the door, and we'll see if anybody walks in and see if it goes off, huh?
That's an idea. That's an idea. I may put mine there, too. It probably depends on who owns the gun, whether it will go off or not, do you think?
You know, another thing I found interesting talking to that fellow was that I mentioned to him, I said, well, I'll bet it's kind of a plum deal. I bet there's a lot of politics and positioning to get to come to the United States and be in this flight school over here. And he said, no, it's just the opposite. They don't want to come to the United States. It scares them to come over here. They're not used to freedom. They're not used to having to cook for themselves. They're not used to having to make decisions. They get up, they go to school, they're trained, and they go back home. I thought that was quite interesting. So, let's do a little California stuff. Hey, you know, there's a movie, or not a movie, it's more or less a documentary. You can get it on Netflix. It's called Death by China. You should, all emerging listeners, to watch that. It explains how our jobs are manufacturing, why they went over to China. And it's very, very good. One thing I picked up in it was that a quarter of the carbon that lands in California comes from China. Isn't that interesting? Seems to me Jerry Brown ought to be taxing him instead of making climate agreements with him.
Maybe that's in the fine print of the agreement he made with China.
Well, it could be. There's lots of things that come over on those jet streams. I know one time somebody told me that they thought there was viruses coming over. And, you know, other people say they think that the airplanes are dropping viruses on us, along with the barium and the aluminum.
Are you telling me that you don't think the Jerry Brown environmental ideas are not successful in thwarting global warming that might be caused by China?
I don't think Jerry Brown's been successful in much of anything except courting and sparking old Linda Ronstadt, and she dumped him.
That's a point. Well, he has run, and the other liberals have run California into the ground.
Yeah.
That's an accomplishment.
Well, in their world. Getting back to the FBI, though, you know, they used to be such a strong, ethical, stand up, do the right thing, law enforcement outfit. And now they just, you know, you don't want to have any, you don't even want to be mentioned to them like you do the IRS. You know, it's a spooky deal when you can't trust your employees.
Well,
they are our employees.
I'm afraid it's a fine example of big government and those who want
big government as the solution to everything. Look at the FBI and look at what happened in the swamp. I think we're maybe coming up on a break.
Hold on to the phones. They're lighting up. We're sorry if we can't get to you.
I was getting kind of tired of her in the chatter. Nothing I could say ever seemed to matter. So I took a little dive just to clear my head. I saw a flashing neon up ahead. It looked like a place to find some satisfaction with a little less talk and a lot more action.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble.
Boy, my daddy liked trouble. He liked to drink, too. Yeah, there was always trouble around our house.
My call to action is the following, and maybe it's already happened. Would somebody call in and tell me if it has or what's going on? My call to action is a meeting of the minds around the table. The one I have in mind is at the conference room that is adjoins the Reading City Council chambers. Probably have 20 or 30 people that sit around the table and look at each other eye to eye and talk, discuss, and I don't mean just talk, discuss. What is the plan of action that if there was, God forbid, something happened on a campus, what does law enforcement do? Who's responsible for it? What is the plan of action for that particular school campus? The principal, the teachers, have they been trained? Are there counselors, social services, etc.? What is the plan? Is there a plan? Now, I've done a little bit of research, and I talked to some friends yesterday, and one fellow told me his kid used to be at middle school in the area, and he told me what the plan was. Bing, bing, bing. One, two, three steps. He says he's now in high school. He says, I'm not sure, and I asked him if he would find out. All right? That was a positive in my scorecard. I talked to another friend, and he said, I don't know. He says, I don't think they do anything. So that was, so far, I'm one for one, and I have two or three people talking to their kids, and will get back to me in the next couple of weeks. I would like to see or hear about this conference where we have the meeting of the minds and have an absolute program, like a comprehensive threat assessment on the school campuses by people who are knowledgeable. And we do have people in the area, I know, that have worked in security assessment, not only overseas, but other parts of the country, and who are qualified. I would certainly put my life in their hands. What they say works, and this is what we ought to do. Is this happening in the schools? So somebody call in. Maybe you know about it, your son or daughter or grandchild, and this is what they're doing in school, bing, 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 bing. Or is it nothing? Heaven forbid. And that's what I'm afraid of, that people don't want to do. And this is something we need to do, because we guard our banks, we guard our whatever, our politicians, guard our actors and actresses.
I guard myself, and I'll tell you what, I think the Board of Education ought to have revolving handgun classes, defense classes for the teachers that ought to be mandatory. They ought to have to take them twice a week or twice a year. And when there's problems, there should be teachers there that go to it with their gun out, ready to shoot. And, of course, there's teachers that aren't capable. There's teachers that what you wouldn't want a gun in the hands of. I know I took my concealed carry class, and I was looking at a couple of them old gals over there, and I thought to myself, I sure as hell hope I'm not close by when they start shooting. But, you know, they're banned from bringing guns to school. They're banned for sticking up themselves. I read something someplace here a few years ago. They were told to throw cans, lock the door and throw cans at an intruder if they come in. There should be somebody standing there with a fan or 50. Hey, you're done, bud.
Great.
But you know what? We got to figure out what the problem is, too. Why are these kids going south? You know, a lot of them don't have kids or fathers. You know, I believe some of them are vaccine damaged. Some of them are just different, you know. You don't know. My wife was telling me, I believe it was Larry Elder or I don't know, one of the talk show hosts claimed that this recent shooter was adopted from Russia and had fetal alcohol syndrome. And I don't know whether that's true or not, but we need to get a handle on why this is happening. I see a lot of the kids that just don't have anything to look forward to, no direction, no chance of ever getting a job. You know, I'm not much in favor of the government creating work, but I am for kids. I think a kid when he's 14 to 16, if he just had some kind of little job where he could make a few bucks and go roller skating or whatever he wants to do, something that'll put a little pride in his life, I think that would just go miles towards self-esteem and pointing him in the right direction. There's kids out there that just don't have two nickels to rub together and never going to have the opportunity to earn two nickels to rub together. You got any thoughts on that, Gary?
I agree with what you're saying. But the first step, obviously, comes from the home. And it seems too many people, again, back to action, do not want to do. I've talked to kindergarten teachers. I've been retired since 99, but I've talked to kindergarten teachers in retirement, my retirement, and before I retired. And they said, without a doubt, they could spot the student who'd be in the pen with 95% accuracy. And this was this is a number of kindergarten teachers. And yet, we do not want to do anything because we might offend somebody's feelings.
What are you suggesting? We put them in the pen in kindergarten?
Not quite, but close. Why not be aware of and start helping these kids and do something of an intervention with the dysfunctional families? I mean, do something, not be afraid to, but talk. And we need a change in the laws or the rules where if you say something, you're open for a lawsuit, or you look at a kid the wrong way and you're offending the kids. Everybody wants to be offended. Well, I'm sure those 17 people that were murdered last Wednesday were deeply offended.
Well, our liberal friends did do something, you know. I think of the old saying, you know, a rotten apple spoils the barrel, and what our liberal friends did is they took the rotten apple and they stuck it in a barrel. They'd take the kid that was a troublemaker and stick him in with all the good kids. And guess what? Some of the kids are heading south now. And this is just like a domino effect, and it's been going on for a long time. Our whole educational system needs a revamp. We need to have teachers in there that can figure out what to do right. Actually, some of our teachers are pretty poor, too. I know this one gal that comments. In fact, she's got a letter to the editor in the paper right now, I think, and I have a hard time believing she could teach a dog to sit.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, I know the atmosphere in the classroom, I was thinking about it. A couple of weeks ago on the other station, Pete Peters had a couple of his guests, and they were asked to come to one of the high schools to talk to them about marijuana, this particular teacher's class, I think if I have it right. And because the kids were inhaling, you know, these cigarettes that look like vaporing, I think they call it vaping, but I don't know. Somebody call in and please inform me. Anyway, the kids were getting high in the back of the room. Now, what kind of atmosphere is in that room that the kids could think they could get away with that?
Well, you know, my little boy, when he was in third grade, they had the D.A.R.E. program. And I walked in one day and I asked this one little boy, I says, had his red ribbon on and was all proud. And I says, you know what D.A.R.E. stands for? And he looks at me and he says, yeah, drugs are really expensive. And, you know, all that D.A.R.E. program does is teach them about drugs. We need to teach them the detrimental effects of drugs.
Well, that seems to be, I'd be anxious to see how much correct info, medical info, is distributed in the community and talked about on the radio regarding the city council wanting to make this the cannabis capital of Northern California.
Well, they need to do something for revenue because, you know, for every dollar that goes in the general fund of the city of Reading, 76 cents, I believe it's 76, it might be 78, goes to wages and benefits. That leaves 25% for fixing your potholes or services like that. But, you know, they're having these meetings now, and they're subliminally trying to get us to give them another tax.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, we
they're having a safety meeting this next week.
Would it be safe to attend it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you better take your gun.
I would plan to if I go. Yes. You have me speechless. I don't know what to
You know what would be a good educational tool for the kids is to take them in a bus and drive around the library a half a dozen times and show them what drugs will do to you.
Oh, in fact, we probably could bring some of those inhabitants from the library into the classroom as a guest speaker. I think I would, because I've had other nefarious clubs, supposedly, in to let them see what could possibly go wrong if you continue on this particular path. And so why not treat the homeless to a lunch? That'd be positive, and these kids can see, oh, this is where I'm headed.
Well, I know I sure don't want to go there. I think every time I drive by somebody that's pushing a cart or has a sign begging for food, or you can smell them at the stoplight, they're standing on the corner. I think my lucky stars, I'm not in that boat, and I'd feel sorry for them. And, gosh, nobody wants to be like that.
I have a smart aleck comment about that in a bit.
You know, I don't often give those people money, but one guy had a sign one time that said, "Why lie? I need a beer." I gave him $5.
I agree with you.
If the guts and if the glory, 100 stripes, 100 stories. If the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July, it's them handwritten letters from home, it's them sleepless nights alone, it's his newborn baby he left with his wife, Mr. Red, White, and Blue.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheridan Renning Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electricians Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register, or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love.
Crank that up. There we go. I remember when I quit smoking marijuana, I wasn't dazed and confused anymore. I was about 23 or 24. And guess what happened? A couple months later, after I quit smoking marijuana, I had a bank account. Can you imagine that? Now, I didn't smoke a lot of marijuana, and it isn't the marijuana they have today. It was your grandpa's marijuana. It was like about 0.5% potency. And I didn't smoke much. You know, if you took every seed, every stem, every leaf, if you took it all and put it together, you'd probably only have about 2 dump truck loads. So, you know. Anyway, I wanted to talk about a new book that's come out. I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to. American Pravada by James O'Keefe. I hope you know who James O'Keefe is. He is Project Veritas. Have you ever heard of Project Veritas? Oh, he's the guy that does the undercover videos.
That's right.
Yeah, he had his girlfriend dress up like a hooker, and he dressed up like a pimp, and he started busting him. This guy is going nuts, and he's getting the goods on everybody. I read an article today that the Mueller investigation needs to start using some of his evidence. He interviewed a guy named Scott Favel, who is a Democratic operative. And this Favel guy hired a guy named Bob Kramer, who is a husband of Jan Schakowsky, who's a Chicago area senator. And they talk about how they hired dreamers to disrupt Trump rallies and campaigns. They hire these people to go out there. Now, isn't that some kind of a crime?
No, I think it's just standard operating procedure for the liberals.
Oh, that's right. They've got their own set of rules.
That's right, yes.
And they're still smoking marijuana.
Yes, yes. And go ahead.
Okay, read this book, because I'm going to. And if you go to projectveritasprobably.com, you can see his videos, and he's got a ton of them. And these guys are giving up the goods. They're talking about there's nothing there on Trump. They were doing that 6 months ago. They didn't have anything on him, but they just kept the investigation going. And you talk about a waste of money. Now, this is where the FBI should have jumped in, because they knew it all the time. They should have jumped in and says, no, we're going in the wrong direction. Let's go talk to Hillary. That would have been a good idea. Why aren't they talking to Hillary? Why aren't they talking to Valerie Jarrett? How about Uma? Uma Abedin, she'd be a good one to talk to. She gave the goods up and even put it up on her husband's computer. Oh, Anthony. What was his name? His nickname?
Oh, such, so implicit, Wiener.
Wiener, Danger, Anthony Danger, like that.
Yes.
Boy, I'll bet she never ran into him.
I think it was Carlos Danger.
Carlos yes, Danger. Yes. See, everybody wants to be a Hispanic now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just can't believe that the bad guys are getting away and beating up on the good guys the way they are. I honestly believe that Trump is doing the best job he can. I even read a headline where Trump dropped the ball on this shooting. Now, who in their right mind thinks Trump should have been on top of that? After all he's got on his plate that has been dumped on him by the past administration, he's got to straighten out. He's got the whole Democratic Party against him, half the Republican Party against him. Do you think he's going to be able to give us everything he wants to give us? He's got a wheel and deal, and I think he's just doing a fantastic job. Have you got any ideas on that?
Well, just like any community, we the people should have been on top of this, not Trump or somebody back at Fort Fumble, D.C. or the swamp. We the people should be on top of what's happening in our community. My question is, are we? I have a feeling the answer is no.
Well, I'm going to be very disappointed if there isn't any prosecutions, and I dang sure want a wall. But, you know, we fumbled the ball way back before Daddy Bush got in office.
Yes, I agree there.
We've had very poor representation in the presidential office for, 24 years now, if not more. All the lines are going off the hook there. Who do we got there?
Yes, it's somebody I know pretty well. So go ahead, Heather.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Nick. Fantastic job. And speaking of waste, I have a tip for the federal government. They could start by defunding the disgusting abortion mill, Planned Parenthood, and use those funds towards protecting our kids in the schools. Instead of promoting death, they could protect life. And while they're at it, they could defund the freaking bunch of imbeciles, as I call the FBI and the IRS, and on and on and on. Thanks again. And I didn't bring my guns to the station because I have to keep them at home so they don't cause all sorts of mayhem and crimes and all that stuff. So thanks again. God bless you.
That's probably why they made us lock up our guns. They were afraid they were going to sneak out while we were at work and start killing people.
Right, exactly. I know. I always have to tell my guns to stay at home and behave themselves. Sometimes I even have to hire a gun sitter so, you know, they don't run away or something. So
maybe they'll invent some ammunition where you can take the bullet out and take it with you, and then you can just stick it in when you need it.
Yeah, yeah, imagine that. But
well, thanks for calling, Heather.
You're welcome. Have a great day, and God bless you.
God has blessed me. I've got a wonderful life. I've got a wonderful wife, and life is good for me.
Heather's idea about using the funds, I think, is a fine one. And since the government agency that is funded, is definitely is the Planned Parenthood, is definitely involved in killing the unborn. Let's spend that money in protecting the born in school and other things we can do for our society and help the young.
Well, they weren't just involved in murdering them. They were making a profit at it.
Well,
that doesn't get much more despicable than that, does it?
Yeah,
that's as bad as the Chinese taking prisoners out for organs to order. Well, we need a liver. Go grab Johnny over there and march him on out.
Okay, looks like the lines are lit up again. Bob, you're on.
Bob on line 5, go ahead.
Over there and march him on out.
Okay, looks like the lines are lit up again. Bob, you're on.
Bob on line 5, go ahead.
Bob, you might want to turn off your radio. Bob just got tired of listening to us. So
we blame our president. We blame everybody.
Go ahead, Bob.
Go ahead. Start
okay.
Again, Bob.
We blame everybody, the president and everybody. How's the president know somebody's going to kill somebody in Florida? Did they call him and tell him, look, this here is George. I'm going to go and kill all my classmates. You know, the school did its job. They found this kid having problems. They tried to get him help. They tried to do things. All right? But the FBI, the sheriff, the police in that city and county, what did they do? They never went to check anything. They never went to do anything. And yet, here it is, the president's fault. How do you come down with this?
Well, we elected him. He's supposed to know everything.
Oh, he's God now, huh?
Boy, I wish he was. He'd sure straighten this mess out, wouldn't he?
You wouldn't it? You know, the good Lord does as much as he can do along with our president. But we, the people,
hey, you know,
are not vigilant enough to take care of the problem.
Hey, you can't save them all. You're going to have accidents. I used to cut timber, and you can have all your bases covered. And
that's
the fluke,
right.
And the fluke things happened. It sure did to me. I tore my knee in half.
Yeah.
Things changed.
I understand
on
that.
The spot. You know? And
you know?
But, you know, when they have the opportunity to catch the ball and they fumble it, that's what really makes people angry. Look
you
at
know,
those.
Sometimes I wonder if they even catch the ball or if they even know what the ball looks like.
Or if it's important to them.
If they don't know what it is.
Or if it's even important to them.
Yeah.
They might be watching the stock market, see how their pensions are doing. Who knows? Well, that's important.
Yeah, they might be doing something, but we're not allowed to say on the radio what it is.
Go ahead. We'll make an exception for you, Bob.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good.
You got any closing arguments there, Gary?
Just a reminder, we haven't had any visitors, but Heather mentioned a good reason probably. She didn't want her guns out because sometimes they misbehave. So, but I would definitely like, and we'll do a follow-up in a couple, 3 weeks, are the powers that be in Reading meeting with the school, different school district, et cetera, do they have a safety program?
Hey, I want to bring something to everybody's attention, too. California has an earned income tax credit, just like the feds. I want to urge everybody to sign up for that. You can get free money. I think it grows on Barack Obama's money tree. You know, between the feds and the state, you can get $6,500 for being poor and not working. I know of people that limit their hours just so they won't have to, just so they can maximize this credit. We got 1 minute to go. The phones are letting up. Oh, I guess, well, we're a little bit too late to answer one, but we sure do appreciate all your calls today and listening in on us. Go ahead, Gary, what do you got going on there?
I think we've given everybody a fair amount of hell, but we, again, people, we need to do something.
Call Washington, D.C. You need to call Washington, D.C. You need to tell the kids to watch the, to go to that website. What in the heck was it? Vaccine Liberation Army. Watch that video that's on there today. We can save a few kids that way, I'm sure. Have a great day. Thanks for having us, putting up with us.
Good day.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Ben Thomas has more.
In a rapid-fire series of tweets from his Palm Beach estate Sunday morning, the president has been venting his anger over the Russia probe, arguing that the Obama administration bears some of the blame, insisting that he never denied the election meddling, and declaring that if it was Russia's goal to create discord, disruption, and chaos within the U.S.